So before the night's over, we're going to have a special altar call for people who need that kind of attention. Just believe the Holy Spirit to wrap his arms around you, Jesus to get right in your face, give you the biggest kiss you ever had in your life. Whoa. And the Father to sit you right on his lap all at the same time. And just get healed. Get healed. It's time to grow up and get healed. Get rid of that thing in you that you think benefits you somehow and always causes you to feel rejected. It's time to get serious. So if something talks in your head and it condemns you, what came up with this is, as I was talking to somebody at the conference, and somebody had brought up, and it could be true, I don't know all the details, I know I didn't get the whole story right, it doesn't really matter, because I wasn't going by the story, I was going by the Spirit. But, for example, this person felt like they were afraid of not being, like every time something happened, the enemy would say to them, this is the last time you're going to a conference because he was going to, you know, make them sick or something. Like, this is the last time you get to speak. This is the last time you get to preach. You don't really know that. That's really that fear of death. That's really condemnation. Perfect love casts that fear out. God's perfect love tells this thing to shut up. Okay? And let me say, I don't make light of this. I am very thankful that I did not have the kind of life to have a very abusive, critical, or controlling parent who constantly pounded in my head how horrible I was. Okay? And so we cannot judge other people. We cannot make light of other people's suffering. We cannot even begin. Just be thankful if you're not tormented by the enemy in your body or in your mind. I am thankful. And I don't want to judge it because I don't want to go there, but I also don't want to judge it because God has given me compassion. These are awesome people. Some of the people who fight accusation, some of the people who fight condemnation, some of the people who fight these areas in their minds are wonderful, wonderful men and women of God who are anointed, who God uses. Isn't he amazing? He's so amazing. He knows if he didn't use us right where we were, there'd be nobody being used and we none get there. And that's why we have to go through all the mess to get to the real. Because he's using us. He's using people. And so we really need that kind of compassion. If you don't know what it's like to be tormented in your mind, thank God. It wasn't anything you did special. If you don't know what it's like to have physical pain, if you don't know what it's like to be overweight, if you don't know what it's like to not be able to concentrate, if you don't know what it's like, then thank God. But let's begin to have compassion for what people are walking through. Let's begin to understand that the same Jesus Christ has set you free from whatever it is, and it might just be your old prideful, haughty self that needs to be set free. But whatever it is, God is able to do it. And that's when you begin to really get true unity. True unity comes when you begin to realize there is one enemy. His name is Satan. He is the accuser. And there is one true God. There's one creator. The rest of us are creation, created for God's pleasure, for what he wants to do. Let me tell you this. This weekend, when I was gone, or during the week, two men from this ministry called and said, Cindy, can we buff the floors? We can't stand that they're not done right. And I said, who's going to say no to that, you know? I said, yeah, of course, you know, of course, praise God. And they made sure nobody was here, and they worked hard. And these floors look really, really great. They look great. And I realized, wow, there are people that God has given a gift and a talent. And see, when God says, you're going to buff the floor, son, you can't stand the floors not looking right. And you know what? That is just as important to God as me casting a demon out of someone. Because it's for his glory, it's for his purposes, and he puts that in us. And we had better get off of our high horse of hierarchy and importance and self-importance and begin to appreciate everything that God is doing and everyone he's using to do it and every single thing that's done. Because it is much easier to think that the person who's preaching is more important than the person who's cleaning the bathrooms. And it's totally not true. And many times it's the same person doing both. It's just, I can't buff the floor, and God knew that. We need to be serious about getting off that hierarchy and appreciating each other and not accusing each other. We need to be serious about praying for each other and caring about people who are walking through things and not being part of the accuser, not being part of the accuser of the brethren. And let me say that. I'm not rebuking this group. This is an awesome ministry. This is an awesome group of people because they've entered into that place of letting God teach them his ways. And they've entered into that place of not blaming each other for the most part. And I know every now and then we have a flare up or this and that. And everybody, then do you know, you don't get a bunch of gossip. Instead, people say, hey, we need to pray for this. And everybody starts seeing it and God's working on it. It's really cool. Couldn't have said that 4 years ago. 4 years ago, we were still getting phone calls and people making fun of people and things like that, including the people on staff. I remember when God started knocking me upside the head, who are you to talk about my daughter like that, who I send to you? I was like, ooh. Began to get the fear of the Lord. And then I began to see people the way he sees people. And he's so awesome. He is such a lover. He is so full of love. He just wants to love this accuser right out of your brain tonight. Satan does not belong in your head. He belongs under your feet. You know, tonight, you're going to see him just lose his hierarchy position in your brain and end up in the low position he deserves under your feet. He is defeated. I don't care how horrible the sin that you're still participating in. Satan is not your judge. You need to get the fear of the Lord, and you need to get the inner healing, and you need to allow God to work in you to set you free from that thing. And he will. You need to take the hand of God and walk through whatever you have to walk through to get really free. That's the process. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. And just get real about it. That's why when we ever get this television show going, make it real, it's because you want it to be real. I mean, I heard some of the most ridiculous stuff. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean. When I go to a conference, I that's what I do. Where's the Bible? Read the Bible. People were saying, you know, you can have a visitation anytime you want. You just think it up in your head. Well, you know what? I want the real thing. You can have the think it up in your head visitation. I want the one like Paul had or John had, where all of a sudden I'm sucked up into heaven and I'm like, my eyes are like this and I'm seeing angels and I'm really getting a glimpse of stuff that's about to kill me and I don't even know what to do with it. And I'm only going to get one if it's for God's glory and his purposes, and he needs me to go there for a purpose, because he himself said how great it is for those who've never even seen and believe. And we got this hierarchy that if you've seen, you're greater than the one who hasn't. Well, that's not God's way of looking at it. But if God chooses to suck me up into heaven and show me something, it's going to be for a really important cause. When I saw heaven, I did see heaven once, but it was right before my daughter's funeral. Now, I would have picked probably having a little imagination thing and still having my daughter. But I would not have had the anointing on my life and the victory in my life and the revelation of Jesus Christ that I have and something real. I would have lost my mind. You keep letting your mind be in charge, and you're not casting down imaginations, but you're conjuring them up. It's a conjuring spirit. There's just nothing in the scripture where any of those people were expecting what God did when he did it. Yes, believe God for revelation. Every revelation is going to reveal Christ. Seek him with all your heart. And however God wants to reveal Jesus to me, praise God. And yes, there is a spirit realm. And yes, God really does give you revelations of Christ in your spirit mind. It's awesome. But he puts it there, not me. I mean, I had the most awesome time with the Lord at this conference. There was one night, and Joanne, and we're going to, Friday night, you guys, just get ready. But she was worshiping. That woman can worship. Man, she can worship. She can worship to where you're like, oh, man. And when she began to worship that night, It was all about leaning the whole time. I mean, I was doing all this prophetic stuff. I don't know. It was funny. I'm glad there's no video. We got where you cannot. If you watch God TV, it's on God TV, you will not see us. We purposely got way out of camera range. We were so, you will hear us. You will hear us, but you won't see us. And, but the whole time I was just, I mean, the Lord, I was just leaning back. I just felt the Lord right standing there with his arms around me, and he's talking to my ear so clear, telling me stuff. It was awesome. I just had this most wonderful time. He told me about my sons. He told me things that were going to happen. It was just awesome. But I didn't conjure it up. I skipped the daytime meeting of learning to conjure it up because I didn't want to have to spend the rest of the time casting stuff out of me and everybody, all other 20 people who were there. So we went to Targets. But anyway. As you've seen. But without being trained how to conjure it up, but letting God be in charge because he knows where I am with him, he showed me things. And then when Heidi Baker got up to speak, the whole thing was about just leaning on the arms of the Lord, just letting the Lord put his arms. Everything she said was something at worship that he did in my life. It was awesome. That was confirmation. That was confirmation. I wasn't making it up. That was confirmation. God was making it real. And that's why I tell the Lord, make it real. I mean, I want it real. I don't want vain imaginations. The Bible talks about those people who call themselves prophets, but they're in vanity of mind. They tell you these things they've seen, they've never seen. So the key is get off the hierarchy, quit trying to have the next best thing, and just enjoy who you are in Christ right where you are in Christ. And one way to do that is to let the accuser of the brethren get cast out. Now, first, some of you are going to need more teaching, okay? I'm just telling you, because some people come one altar call, they think they're all there. Maybe God will do that. I'm not going to limit what the power of God can do. I'm not going to say you can't get free faster than other people who we didn't have as much revelation when we begin to teach them. But I will say this, you want it real, okay? You want it real. You want the real fruit of it. And quit being so desperate for it to be now. Enjoy where you are with God right now. If you're an infant, be the happiest little wiggly infant there is. Wah! Yay, God! Whoa! You know, if you're a toddler, then toddle around and have a great time eating cookies mixed in with the spinach and let God take care of getting you to have a better appetite. Well, they don't like spinach is the stuff they make you eat. Babies, you know. Wherever you're at, enjoy it. Enjoy where you're at because God is the one who has to make it real. Because if you take a baby and try to make him in college, he's going to fail. I'll be very disillusional. Okay, just be where you are and enjoy. Quit comparing yourself. Just enjoy where you are. Let God deal with what he wants to deal with. And so some people are going to get totally free tonight from this because you know you're loved. You really know it now. I was talking to this person who the enemy was tormenting with this whole concept of you're so afraid of not being able, like this is the last time you're going to be able to go to conference. This is the last time you're going to be able to teach. This is the last time. And I said to the person, why do you listen to that? I know they're just getting to the lie, but it's like, would you just quit listening? If you know, let me say this, thank you, Lord. If you're going to listen to every lie and then dwell on it, and then try to come up with an inner healing for it. And then try to pull it apart, okay? Guess what Satan's going to give you the rest of your life? Because he gets to stay. He gets to stay. You've given him a place by coming up with all the stuff that he wants to come up with to give you. Do you get that? Now the difference is when God does it. When God does it. Can't tell you that example, it's too humbling. Let me get another one here. No, I'm not telling them that one, Lord. I tell you almost everything, but us make up an example. Sometimes when you're just talking to someone else and the Holy Spirit pops in your head, like you're doing the same situation. For example, if I'm talking to someone else about, you see me do this all the time. Like when I was talking to Terry, you know, my sister. Good example. Thank you, Lord. I was talking to Terry on the phone. This is a real one. Okay. And she's telling me about some situation with one of her children and some trouble they're having with school. And as she's talking, it just pops in my head. And she's not trying to get in her healing. She's not trying to over-spiritualize. We're sisters. She's just telling me something that's going on with one of her kids. And it just pops in my spirit that her son is trying to perform for the teacher because of something in the past. Well, then as soon as I say, well, it sounds like he's trying to perform, and he doesn't want to perform when he's not getting the reaction he wants. And then, boom, the Holy Spirit enlightens her with, he's performing because of the way you treated him at this point in his life. In other words, it's spontaneous from the Holy Spirit. It's not a thought up, conjured up. Conjuring is using your mind, your carnal mind, which is an enemy to God, to try to do spiritual stuff. Just wait till God gives it to you. You keep the accuser in there when you actually ask him to show you something you're doing wrong. All God wants you to say, Lord, teach me your ways. Lord, create a clean heart within me. And then be open for whatever he wants to teach you when he wants to teach you. Do you understand that? Do you understand? When you start using your mind to find out if something else is wrong with you, and maybe that's why you're not healed. That's why your children aren't living for God. In other words, you begin to put your mind in the place that belongs to the Holy Spirit, and you begin to run up and down list of what you're doing wrong. How do you do, you know? In other words, your brain has now taken on the role of the Holy Spirit. It's an enemy to God, and Satan's going to be right in that little brain of yours, or big brain of yours, if you think so, and telling you, what's wrong with you? Let me say, if you ever ask the devil what's wrong with you, he's going to tell you some stuff. He will never say, oh my gosh. For some of you who think you're perfect and all that, he probably will tell you you are. And for some of you who think you're horrible and you'll never, ever get it all together, he'll tell you that. He's going to agree with you on either end of the spectrum that he can keep you bound to. Pride and haughtiness or low self-esteem. So, how do you know? Let me ask this. Is there some people in here who their question is, God, I don't know when it's you and when it's not you. Raise your hand if you really don't know when it's God and when it's not God. It's fine to raise your hand so we can help you. All right. So, we're not going to be able to solve that tonight. What we want to do, though, is maybe next week, get you guys into some groups and start getting some people to help you to see that. One way I help people to see when it's God and when it isn't God is how many know of a time you can think of that you know that you know that you know that it was God. It was spontaneous. It just happened and there was fruit from it. Okay. You always start with the real. You know, even when they teach people to count money in a bank, they never give them the counterfeit. The reason I have a hard time understanding some of this is I don't play in the counterfeit. So I don't even get what you're talking about until God gives me a revelation of it. Or I talk to somebody enough to start saying, they're not thinking right. And the Lord shows it to me, okay? And let me say this, we had to rebuke the young people at one point because they got so into inner healing that they were analyzing each other back and forth and they couldn't even be friends anymore. It's like, shut up. When God does something, let him do it. When he's not doing it, you're not to judge, you're not to touch, you're not trying to change everybody. You're supposed to love people just like they are. Don't use inner healing and deliverance to try to make people so you can hang out with them. You change enough so you can hang out with anybody that's trying to live for God. You're not supposed to hang out with people who aren't living for God. Do you understand what I'm saying? God didn't give us the gifts of the Spirit so we can change our husband so we can like him better. Darn, this is great. I learned how to do inner healing and deliverance down there at Beauty for Ashes. And honey, I'm going to fix you good. Someone going, no, we just bring them here. But you don't want to always be around people who are trying to change you. God just convicting me now. Whoa, with my son. You know, when I was at this conference and I was leaning on the Lord, one thing he said to me, he said, you know, Cindy, you need to tell Michael, my son Michael, how proud I am of him and how I'm always with him and how he knows I'm with him. And he says, Cindy, you need to encourage him.